Listen, good morning, my friend. It's lovely to hear your voice. This technology will get the better of us, but it won't today. We're going to fight the technology and make it work.
We have
we're
it by make the it short work. And curlies.
We have it. We surely do. So listen, we're grand. Firstly, listen, congratulations on my son, David. I want to talk to you about that and a whole bunch of things. But you know and I know that I'm one of the fellas who still has vinyl at home. You know that and I know that. So a quick question for you. Would you say that Mary from Dunloe and Bodgin Isle of Me is worth any money at this stage? On a 7-inch.
Well, they're definitely collector's items.
They are.
But here's they a bit always of it. Were.
Well, I always loved it. Here's a bit of it now. Bit of Bodgin Isle of Me. I love that. My cousin used to sing that as a party piece, and because of Emmett Spiceland, isn't it funny? All those years ago, good Lord.
First boy band, Marty.
Well, you were a boy band, and I've seen you recently. I saw you in the distance the other day going into the TV centre, and you still look like a bit of a boy, so fair play. whatever tricks you're... And my eyes, I got the eyes done so I can see you properly. Not at all. My great pleasure. It's an incredible journey for you because you're always with projects and you love collaborations, you love moving from one act to the other and whatever. Mm. But this is interesting, this Atlantic arc, this idea that you have, Donald. Tell us what it is. Tell me about what the trick is here.
Right. Well, I mean, the seed of the idea came from Jodie Ackland, our brilliant agent. She had this notion of combining people from as many Celtic countries as possible. And there was a fairly big, what would you say, wish list at the beginning, but it shook down to the present lineup, which is fairly formidable when you look at it. Yeah. It's 9 people, but 6 from Ireland and 3 from Scotland. And, well, actually 2 from Scotland and 1 from the North. That Jarlath Henderson is working as a GP in Scotland these days. Jarlath is a brilliant singer and a piper and guitarist and low whistle player.
And is he related to Graham Henderson?
They're not actually related, and it's quite a coincidence to have 2 Hendersons in the one band. But there you are.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But he plays what you say, guitars, pipes?
Guitar, pipes, low whistle and... sings to beat the band. Then there's also Aidan O'Rourke from Scotland as well. He plays with a band called Lau. He's an amazing fiddle player. So we're lucky to have him with us.
And, for sure. And where did you record it, by the way?
Oh, we recorded down in Milltown Malbay in Martin O'Malley's studio, yeah.
And the thing about this is, when I say you're no stranger to working with people, you've collaborated all your life. But of course, but didn't you collaborate with Eddie Reader? Didn't you work with Eddie?
Did indeed, yeah. Our paths crossed many times. And indeed, Graham Henderson played with Eddie in a band called Fairground Attraction years back.
Fairground Attraction, yeah, for sure. That's right. She's an incredible talent.
Oh, she's amazing, is, yeah. She's a brilliant woman, yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that that strikes me about this is this is a single with the intention of an album, isn't it? The intention is that you'll expand this. Isn't that the plan?
That's right. We launched the single out really in a way to launch a Kickstarter campaign to fund an album, which we're hoping to record during the summer. So that's the
when you say fund, how are you going to fund this, my friend? What's the story?
Well, the idea of a Kickstarter campaign is it's a sort of an online campaign which invites people to sort of, if you like, book or buy albums in advance. And there are various other incentives to support the campaign and to add to the fund. You know, so.
And if people wanted to find out how to do that, is it AtlanticArc.com or something? Is that what you do?
Yeah, AtlanticArcMusic.com. Yeah, that's right. ARC.
And what would happen? When you say, like, you get? I suppose you get. Do you get your name on the back of the album or something? Maybe you do.
You might.
You might exactly. What sort of thanks would you get? As you'd want to get. You want to get something out of it. But this is a new. This is a fascinating. It's a new way, isn't it, of funding recording when it mightn't be possible to do what you want to do.
Yes. Yeah. And it's, I suppose, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, I suppose. And, you know, with the disappearance of, like the physical things like vinyls, I know vinyls are coming back, but really music has gone online. Music is now virtual, you know, by and large.
What I find phenomenal is you look for an album, you can't go to a shop because there isn't a shop to buy it in. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
And apart from the fact that, you can get vinyl and sometimes, well, generally the CD and then the vinyl of the same album. But the funny thing is, if you spend the 15, 20 quid or whatever it is for Spotify, you'll find it before you get into the car or get on the bus to go into town to go to the record shop, which was the joy for all of us for 40 years. That's gone. Now you can find it on Spotify immediately.
This is right, yeah. I think myself, it's a sort of a, well, what would you say, a deterioration in a way. The fact that music is no longer something that you can, you know, that you could have in your possession.
But you see, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword because it's brilliant that you can press a button and there it is.
Yes.
But what's not brilliant is, and I'm always going on about this, like an elf, it's that idea that you get on the bus and go into town with your money. You go into the shop, you have the LP in your hand, you're in the bus and you've read everything before you hear a note.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's the excitement of playing it when you come home. And you'd be part of that too, because that was a very exciting thing.
It's true. Albums were, you know, I suppose, an art form in themselves, you know, because on a vinyl album, you'd have the two sides, you'd have the starting track and the finishing track on side one, and it'd be fairly strategically, you know, you'd give it a bit of thought.
That's right.
So that it would be like an entity, you know, you might have four or five tracks in a row, but they'd be designed and, you know, they'd be placed to complement each other, you know, and then you know, the B-side as well for that, you know.
Well, that's right, but you'd read, I'd even be reading where the thing was made, for God's sake. It was nonsense. I don't mean the music, I mean the cover. Like, it was nonsense, the stuff we knew back in the day, do you know?
Yeah.
And now you don't even have a physical thing. It's not, I don't like not having the physical thing. Mm. I remember back in the day when you were involved with Sean Davey and Ribbles in the Rock Pools and Ronnie Whale and all that stuff.
Yes.
And again, reading everybody who was involved and knowing it was Rita Connolly, and then discovering Rita was married to Sean. You know all that.
That's right.
That stuff,
yeah.
That doesn't come on Spotify, lads. You don't.
It does not. No. But mind you, there's also Bandcamp, which is another online organisation. And in fact, Bandcamp is more, what would you say, generous to it, to the musicians who.
Is it really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Spotify, things got diverted. Sort of online, and a lot of the, if you like, the rules and regulations and legislation and everything that sort of protected people's copyright didn't apply in the cyber world. And this was, you know, it was a bit of a tragedy for a lot of
And do you think it's because we got sidetracked, because suddenly the technology allowed for these things, and it just kind of passed us by, and then all of a sudden, oh my God,
yep.
this thing has suddenly appeared. Do you think it was probably that?
Absolutely that, yeah. That it wasn't covered. The laws of the land didn't cover the laws of cyberspace. So, you know, yeah, it was... Sure. Yeah, so...
Yeah. So it's Bandcamp. Well, I'll come back to Bandcamp in a second. Listen, I'm playing Ripples in the Rock Pools. You're here. I'm playing it. You might get a pound out of this somewhere. I don't know, but you might get something. This is Ripples in the Rock Pools with Sean Davey, of course, featuring Ms. Connolly and Mr. Lunny, of course.
Ripples in the water of the rock pool, sun. Ripples in the water of the rock pool, sun. Ripples in the water of the rock pool, sun. And the boats are in for winter. Donalon Corgi, will you marry me? Donalon Corgi, will you marry me? Donalon Corgi, will you marry me? Will I carry your three children?
Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Donalon Corgi, will you sail with me? Donalon Corgi, will you sail with me? Donalon Corgi, will you sail with me from here to Falkirana?
I can feel the tide falling in the rain. I can feel the tide falling in the rain. I can feel the tide falling in the rain, but the wind is surely rising.
Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara.
Feel the tide falling in the rain. I can feel the tide falling in the rain, but the wind is surely rising. Donalon Corgi, you will come to no good. Donalon Corgi, you will come to no good. Donalon Corgi, you will come to no good. I shall leave you and take my dowry.
Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara. Ripples in the rock pools, ripples in the sea, ripples in the sand dunes rolling into Connemara.
Lunny with me, and I, just before anybody says anything, it's Atlantic
Arc.
C-A-R-C Arc, atlanticarc.bandcamp.com. Give that a go and see what happens there, because that would help with the download, wouldn't it, from your point of view? So listen, come here. Who else is featured? Now, you mentioned Mr. Henderson.
Yes.
And you've the great Pauline Scanlon on vocals.
The beautiful Pauline is singing with the band. And and she's a crucial part of the proceedings.
But she has such a wonderful voice. She truly does.
And she has,
she's an exceptional talent, do you know?
Yeah.
I think about all these people and all that hasn't happened for everybody over the last year. Mm. And gigs are one thing, but also appearances and making albums and making music. Because it's in you. Like to the point where you... Didn't you design your bouzouki? Didn't you design it specially, the one you play?
I did, It was sort of an accident at the beginning, but... I began to realise the significance of it, in time, because I had a round back Greek bouzouki, and when I reversed the strings on it to make it left-handed for myself, I took off the octave strings and put on unison strings, and that kind of changed the nature of it to start with.
Yeah.
And then sometime after that, I accompanied Andy to... we went to a workshop of a guitar maker who was making an instrument for Andy. Peter Abnett was his name, in Kent. And I asked him to make me a flatback bouzouki. So he did, with unison strings on it. And it ultimately became known as an Irish bouzouki.
Isn't that hilarious? So you can add Inventor to all the other titles that you have.
There you are now.
Well, you are, in fairness, you are. Well, listen, we're going to play this piece of music, and just to let people know, it's My Son David. Now, it's not... well, will you tell us the story of it? Because, as a fellow said, it's not a laugh a minute.
No, it's...
But it's beautiful, but not a laugh.
It's what's known as a child ballad, and this was a collection made in the... I haven't got the exact dates... a couple of hundred years ago, of ballads which had spread all over Europe. They were to be found all over Europe and in the Middle East, versions of the same songs, which go back for hundreds of years. And this is what's known, it's a murder ballad. So, as you said yourself, it's fairly dark. But yeah. It has survived very well up to now.
But even though it's dark, and as you call it, a murder ballad, It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it has a great atmosphere in it, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. And I look forward to seeing you playing it live one of these days. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
Yeah, really, not at all. Well, it's called My Son David, recorded at Malby Studios in the County Clare. And just a reminder again, if you want to help with the funding of the album idea, it's atlanticarc.bandcamp.com.
Well, you could go Atlantic Arc Music. .com.
Oh, Atlantic Art Music.
.com is, I think, more direct, yeah. But you find get all the information there, yeah.
That money goes directly into your account, Donald.
Hooray!
Success, well done. Listen, here it is. This is My Son David. Donald, thank you so much for talking to us today. I really love the chat. And we'll see you soon, please God.
Thanks,
keep
Marty.
The faith.
Thanks.
God bless, son. God bless you. That's Donald Lunny there. My Son David, which is just out, and this is it.
Blood that's on your sword, come. listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.